what God has prepared for those who love Him. I was really blessed and I was challenged by all what we heard in the last 3 days. And I want to share two things in this connection. I want to share two things in this connection. Number one is what the Lord has prepared for you, what the Lord has prepared for us, is a continuous, constant, unbroken fellowship with God. Isn't it something wonderful that we can have fellowship, continuous, constant, unbroken fellowship with God the Father, who is the God of the universe, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God? We can know Him as a Father, and we can have continuous, unbroken relationship, unbroken fellowship with the Father. That's the first thing in my heart, and a restoration of that fellowship with God. That is why Jesus had to say, "Father, Father, oh God, why did you forsake me? Why did you forsake me?" That was the first time that he had to say that. "Father, why did you forsake me?" Because that was the most precious thing for the Lord. Unbroken relationship with the Father was the most precious one for the Lord. And He said, "That's fine. I'm willing to be broken in that relationship for you and for me." So we don't have to have that. Now God has prepared that for us. An unbroken relationship. Constant in 24 hours. In 7 days a week. Dear sisters, dear brothers, that is possible. And that is what the Lord has prepared for us. I want to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. In chapter 1, sorry. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It says in verse 9. God is faithful. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9. God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And then it says, verse 10. Now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree, and there be no divisions among you. Yeah, you be made complete in the same mind and the same judgment, and so on. So the first thing is not the church. First thing is not the fellowship with one another. First thing is not the church of God. No. The first thing is your relationship, unbroken, constant, continuous relationship and fellowship with the Father. That is the most important thing. And the same thing we find in John 17:3, we find that is eternal life, to know Him. And then it says in verse 22 that they all may be one. That is what we find in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 4. We find that surrender yourself as a living sacrifice. That is your personal relationship with the Lord. And then it says in verse 4, we are one body and as different members in Romans chapter 12. That is what we heard in Psalm 16, verse 2 and 3. Lord, you are my joy in thy presence. And then it says, the saints of this earth are the majestic ones. So that is the order. That is the order. The order is first is the fellowship with the Lord, with the Father. Fellowship with the Father. And then we have fellowship with one another. The danger sometimes is that we have got fellowship with one another without having a relationship with the Lord. You may have a bad conscience with God, and then you come to the church and we have got a good time. We eat together, we help with one another in mopping the floor and in cleaning the hall and in arranging the chairs and helping in the cooking and lot of things. But your relationship with the Lord is not right. That is the reason why we become upset when someone says, "Brother, you don't have to do that from next week onwards. You don't have to do the translation, or you don't have to lead the music or the singing next Sunday onwards, or you don't have to lead the youth meeting," and you become upset. Why? Why do we become upset? It is because your relationship with the Lord is not right. Then fellowship is there, fellowship is there. Oh, you are meeting, you are talking, you are laughing, you are shaking hands, and you are so joyful, and you want to be with the brothers always. You always want to be with the brothers, oh, with the brothers, and fellowship. Beloved brothers, that is friendship. A fellowship without our fellowship with the Father is called friendship. The Lord rebuked me. You have got friendship. You have got fellowship. And that's the reason if that particular brother, he has not responded as you want him to respond, you become upset. Or you are a little concerned. Oh, why that brother did not visit me? Or why that, all that question. But if your relationship with the Lord is right, then you find that things will be fine. A constant relationship. So for that, we can have a blameless conscience before the Lord always, 24 hours, always. If you have slipped up, maybe in your words, in your actions, something you have slipped up, then settle it with the Lord immediately. Settle it with the Lord immediately. What a possibility that we have. Settle it. Don't postpone it. You know, as we heard, the time gap comes down, comes lesser and lesser and lesser and lesser and lesser. Maybe with your wife, with your husband, with your child, with another brother. Or you have slipped up in some way, but settle it immediately. Settle it immediately. Yes, brother, I was sorry. I should not have spoken like that. I'm sorry, brother. I should not have used that particular word, brother. I'm sorry, brother. Or to say that to your wife or say that to your husband. And then keep a good conscience and continuous access to his presence is possible. And then there are people who seek the Lord for, is it God's will? I want to find out God's will. I want to find out regarding my job and regarding my life partner, whom I shall. But if you are in fellowship with the Lord, it's so easy. It's so easy. The Lord will lead you. The Lord will lead you. God will never deceive you. God will never allow you to be deceived. The Lord will lead you. When the Lord leads you, it says that the Lord, the Father raised Jesus. God raised Jesus and there was no decay. It says in Acts 13, there was no decay. When you do God's will, there shall be no decay, dear brothers, dear sisters. You don't have to fear. Oh, is it God's will? Is it God's will? Did you do that in fellowship with the Father? Did you do that in fellowship with the Father and with the fellowship with the brothers? You have done something. You have taken a decision. And then you find that there shall be no decay. There shall be no decay. There will be trials will be there, tribulations will be there, problems will be there, difficulties will be there. But there shall be no decay. The Lord will stand behind you. And that is what we heard about the blind man's white rod. That we heard about that white stick that the white man is seeking for. We heard it. The blind man is seeking for the white stick. Lord, what is that? Lord, is there anything that prevents you? Lord, the relationship that I have with you, Lord. Is there anything, Lord, that grieves your heart? Always maintain that. That is what we heard about on the first day. We're dining with Jesus. Dining with Jesus. I knock. Are you willing to humble yourself? Are you willing to apologize now? Are you willing to humble yourself? Dining with Jesus. And that is also same as saying that we hear God's word at the times of trials or temptations. We hear God's word. And then, or think of a situation when you find that you had a very good boss and suddenly the boss has changed. And you've got a boss who does not know you. It says about Joseph that there was a Pharaoh who did not know Joseph. There was a Pharaoh who did not know Joseph. And there was problems. There were difficulties, but the Lord was with Joseph. But the Lord was with Joseph. There was a Pharaoh who did not know. A new boss may come who do not know you, who do not know how sincere you are, how hardworking you are, how faithful you are, what a tremendous amount of integrity that you have. A new boss will come. Who are you? What are you? Do it. Do that. You don't know anything. And call you bad names and all that. The Lord shall be with us. The Lord shall be with us. And then, or you find that, you know, just like that cupbearer who forgot about Joseph. Forgot about him. 2 years. Forgot about him. Forgot about Joseph. But the Lord was with Joseph. The fellowship that we can have. What the Lord has prepared for us. The fellowship that we can have. The pure in heart. It says in Matthew 5:8. We know that verse. The pure in heart shall see God. So that is the first thing that the Lord has given me the burden. Have that fellowship, constant, continuous fellowship with the Lord. That is what the Lord has purchased for you and me on the cross. That is what the Lord has prepared for you, dear brothers. And unless you want it, you would not have come here for this conference. So nobody is exempted. All of you, all of us are invited for this, that you can have a constant, continuous relationship with the Lord. What is the second thing? It says in 1 John, our fellowship, it says, let's turn to that for a minute. And 1 John chapter 1 says there, 1 John chapter 1 verse 3, it says, what we have seen and heard we proclaim to you, that you also have fellowship with us. Why? Indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And then it says, we have got fellowship with one another in verse 7. We have got fellowship with one another. Just secondly, we have fellowship with one another. And this fellowship is with glory. In John 17:22, we heard it yesterday, first day. This fellowship has got something called glory. This fellowship has got something called glory. Glory, that is the nature of God, the glory of God. This fellowship has, this church fellowship has got this glory. It has got many qualifications. One of them that the Lord showed me, 17:22, it says that it has got this glory. I remember in one of the churches, two brothers, elders, had after the meeting, they were sitting together and they were having a disagreement, sharp disagreement on some issue, some earthly issue. But after that, they had lunch together and went home. And in the evening, the Lord did not leave. The Lord spoke. And this brother got up and went to the other brother's house. And on the way, as he was walking, the other brother, getting up and walking, and in the middle, both of them were meeting. He said, brother, I was coming to your house. And the other brother said, I was coming to your house. Praise the Lord. There is a glory. There is a glory in the church. If you have that, the first point, the Lord will not leave you. The Lord loves you so much. The Lord loved the other elder brother. The Lord loved this elder brother. They meet on the way. This is not some cock and bull story that happened 200 years ago. No. Happened in one of our churches. Praise God. I find that in the church we have wisdom. It says in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10, it says, in the church God's manifold wisdom is revealed. In the church. You are not wisdom. I am not wisdom. No, I am not wisdom. The wisdom is in the church. Wisdom is in the church. It is not, I am the wisdom. I am the elder brother. I am the wisdom. No. Sorry. You are not, sir. You are not. It is in the church. It is in the fellowship that is wisdom. In 2 Timothy, we find that 2 Timothy in the... Paul was giving a exhortation to Timothy. Flee from youthful lusts. I've heard this saying that 25 years he was working with Paul. And Paul is saying, flee from youthful lusts. How will you take it? You are one of the co-workers, or you have been in the church for such a long time. You are 40 years now, or you are 50 years. And a brother says, brother, be careful. Be careful with your eyes, brother. Be careful. How will you take it? Timothy was not offended. Timothy, yes, I know my flesh. And he humbled himself. But the same thing happened. He writes in the 2 Timothy that Demas left. In the 2 Timothy, the Lord showed me that. In the 2 Timothy, it says that the Lord showed me that. It says that Demas was his co-worker till the last stage. How do we know that? Because 2 Timothy was the last letter, as we have been taught, that the 2 Timothy was the last letter of Paul. Demas was a co-worker the last day, till one of the, maybe after a few, maybe a couple of years or a few months, Paul would have died. And he said, He has left.
Beloved brothers, beloved sisters, there is a glory in the church. There is wisdom in the church. There is correction in the church. May the Lord help us. Why do we have brothers and sisters in the church? There is an interdependence. There is an interdependence in the church. That I am not. Lord, I am not. I don't know. I need my brothers.
I need my brothers. The other day, somebody came to me and we were talking, a young brother who was talking about baptism, and he said, "Brother, I have taken baptism in 2004. Okay. I said, "When were we born again?" 2011. I said, 2011 you were born again and you got baptized in 2004. "Yes, brother, I don't know. I went to some church and that they just baptized me." I said, "You need to take baptism, brother, because believer's baptism is only for the believers, not for the unbelievers." He said, "Brother, I have already taken baptism. So what to do?" So we said, "Okay, you pray about it for one week. And come next Sunday and tell us." And in between, I called up Brother Victor and I asked him, "Brother, there's a little confusion. I'm confused. What to do?" And he said, "Brother, you have to give baptism. Release him. Otherwise, 5 years down the line, he will always have a doubt. So, release him. Give him baptism." So I didn't tell him anything. And then the next week he came and then we spoke to him again. And he said, "Brother, I sought God for the last 1 week and the Lord told me clearly that I need to take baptism." And I said, "We also checked with Brother Victor, and Victor also told us to tell you that." Praise the Lord. Dear brothers and dear sisters, in the interdependence of the church, in fellowship we are safe. In fellowship we are safe. But that fellowship with one another, the church, is number two. The first one is unbroken, inseparable, continuous constant relation with the Lord. That is what He has prepared for us. Amen.
So what we just heard is basically, in a nutshell, what we have taught from the beginning in CFC. And what John wrote when he was 95. So much confusion in many churches when John was 95. You read about that in Revelation 2 and 3. What was his message? You remember, you must read John epistle in the light of Revelation 2 and 3. He's writing to churches which are in a terrific confusion. He doesn't say one word about healing or one word about speaking in tongues. He says, "The most important thing I want to tell you is there was a life that we saw in Jesus. We touched it. We heard it. We felt it. It was alive." Jesus never spoke in tongues, but it was alive. A life which was with the Father from eternity, which is manifested to us and which He wants to give us. A fellowship He had with the Father, which He wants us to have, so that we can have fellowship with others who also want the fellowship with the Father. So you heard in a nutshell what we have been preaching. I believe that's the most important message we need to hear. And that's essentially the message in that book, Congregation, Club and Church. There's a masala dosa downstairs for 20 rupees if you want to go and pick it up from the bookstall. I mean that book. It's only 20 bucks. But I would wish every one of you would read it, because it deals with this subject. Fellowship with the Father and fellowship with one another, that's how we build the church. If you have only one of them, it's a congregation. If you have only the other, it's only a club. It's very important for us to understand, because a lot of churches are congregations and clubs. So we are very thankful that in this conference we have, unlike any other conferences, we have listened to 14 brothers. Thank God for God's expanding the ministry and godly brothers whom we have been blessed by.